Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You're going to a place to play in Milwaukee. I don't know if you've ever been there before or not, but
yeah, it's going to be something else. I mean, you know, this was where we wanted to go, and this is where we wanted to get to. I'm fired up to go, man. It's going to be a great series against a very good, really, really good baseball team. But we've got some good things going on here, and we're gonna give it everything we got.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That music is Outkast. We go now to our Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. That is where we find Brewers analyst for FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin, the former big leaguer, Vinny Rotino. He is at Vinny Rotino on Zoom. And no better to have a playoff preview, because this thing gets going tomorrow, than with Vinny. Vinny, let's start with just what the latest is from Milwaukee, because there's a lot of Brewers who are not quite sure are going to be available in this.
Well, yeah, I think the biggest question mark is going to be Brandon Woodruff. He had that minor lat injury at the end of the year, and he's coming off that shoulder surgery, so. He pitched exceptionally well, even with the diminished stuff in terms of his velocity wasn't fully all the way back. So it was 92, 95 mostly this year. It wasn't the 97, 99s that the Brewers and Cub fans have come to know from Brandon Woodruff. But he's the biggest question mark. I think Jose Quintana will probably step in that third starter spot, once that game three does come around. But other than that, I think they're at pretty much full strength. I think it's going to be the team that the Brewers and Cubs squared off a bunch this year, 13 times. And actually the Cubs got the better of the Brewers, winning 7 of those 13. So this is going to be an absolute electric series. I was actually hoping for this. I was actually rooting for the Cubs, obviously, for that wild card series to go 3 games. So the Cubs bullpen arms would be a little bit diminished and taxed. But it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a great series.
Brandon, I like that you're rooting for this series. We in Chicago were also rooting because we just wanted to keep going.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you see as being the X factor with these teams knowing each other so well?
These teams are matched up except really closely together. I actually didn't think the Brewers matched up real well against the Padres, if they were going to have to play the Padres, because of that bullpen was absolutely lights out. I think it's going to come down to between the Cubs and the Brewers. I think it's going to come down to who's going to get that big hit. It really is. Is there going to be some home runs hit in the series? I know the Cubs actually hit a few more home runs than the Brewers did over the course of the season. Both defenses are really good. Both teams have good team speed. They're very evenly matched. Maybe the Brewers have a little bit of edge in terms of just the how rested they are, quite frankly, in their bullpen. So it's going to come down to who gets that big hit. I noticed the Cubs got those big hits in the series against the Padres in game 1 and 3. And I think whoever takes this game 1 as well, I think is going to be probably going to have a leg up. That's kind of obvious throughout the series. But just because I do think the momentum that the Cubs have going coming off that emotional win against the Padres yesterday, if they can get a win against the Brewers, hopefully not, obviously, in my case, in the Brewers' case, whoever wins that game one is going to have a lot of momentum and just going to have that emotion on their side, because this series is going to be very, very emotional. Obviously, there's probably going to be a few Cub fans at American Family Field and vice versa at Wrigley. And so whoever can get that emotional game one win is going to have a huge leg up.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. So if Brandon Woodruff is healthy, good to go for the series, line it up. Is it Peralta, Priester, Woodruff? Is it Peralta, Woodruff, Priester? How does it go?
The Priester is going to get the ball game two. Peralta, for sure, game one. He's going to get some Cy Young Award votes. He pitched, I think he had the best ERA at home of any pitcher in baseball that qualified this year among starters. So he had like a 2.07 ERA at home. He was exceptional at home, even better than Paul Skeens. And then Priester, just he went just on an incredible run, grew up a Cubs fan. Yeah. So, I mean, that's going to be an electric game two. And I actually think, you know, I don't think Brandon Woodruff, and I'm speculating here, we haven't heard much about him since that lat injury. And so it's probably going to be Jose Quintana in that game three, just because, this guy is going to be ready to go, right? He had 13-year big league career. He doesn't have a World Series ring. He is among all the guys that are active. I think he's top 10 of most starts among active pitchers. And of that list, he's one of like a few guys that doesn't have a World Series ring. So he is highly motivated to win a World Series. He's only pitched in the playoffs three of those 13 seasons. He pitched really well last year for the Mets in the playoffs as well. So he's going to be ready to go game three if it is him that is called upon. But otherwise, it's going to be Peralta, Priester for game one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
1 and 2.
Yeah, that's what we were trying to figure out, Vinny. I think Woodruff was the main question there. Yeah. We are familiar with Jose Quintana, of course. He was a part of the 2017 team that the Cubs ended up going to the playoffs and traded from the White Sox, where he could never get run support. So for Quintana, I know this is going to be a big potential moment for him. When you consider the September that the Brewers had after going on just a tremendous run, the 3 months prior, they end up going 500 the month of September. How much do you take of that, and what are your observations going into this series?
Yeah, winners of just three of their last nine games, kind of limping and kind of backpedaling into the playoffs, into that first round bye, into that best record in all of baseball. I think the break actually, I wouldn't say this about most teams and about most years, but I actually think the break is going to help the Milwaukee Brewers. They played with such emotion and they played with such an edge and with so much intensity all season long. I think they just, without having much to play for at the end there, I think they all, I mean, the math kind of worked out that they were going to get the number one seed in the National League and in all of baseball. And they got some help from the Phillies losing at the end and the Blue Jays losing at the end. So I just think they didn't have a lot to play for. And it's a team that does thrive off that intensity. They do thrive off that edge that they played with. Pat Murphy challenged them to find their edge way back in the middle of May. They were not a good baseball team. They were 21-25 when they woke up on May 18th, and then they just went on this incredible run, and they played again with all this emotion. They played together. This is a very cohesive group. I don't know if I've ever seen it from any team at any level, right? It was really impressive, the run that they went on. And like I said, I think that last month of the season, they just didn't have a lot really to – they didn't play with a ton of sense of urgency. Once those fans at American Family Field show up and they're just going to blow the roof off the place, and there's going to be – like I said, there's going to be some Cub fans there too. They're going to thrive off that energy on both sides. And I think that is going to – and the break kind of did them well, right, where they had a chance to kind of just decompress a little bit, take a little bit of a break, treat it a little bit like the All-Star break, and go ahead and get ready for that first pitch tomorrow.
Vinny Rotito with FanDuel Sports Network in Milwaukee. We thank you for taking the time. Appreciate the Brewers gossip there.
Thanks, Vinny.
Anytime, guys. Anytime.
Thanks, Vinny. That was Vinny Rotino, who is the TV analyst, joining us thanks to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Coming up next, I think we got to talk to a Cub, right? Don't we? I feel like we talk to a guy every week who might be able to help us out with this whole playoff series win thing.
Just a little bit of insight.
Yeah, you could say it's happening. Ian Happ next on Rahimi Harris Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.